46 crew members were rescued last night after their fishing vessel started sinking in the Aleutians. And now officials are working on a rescue plan for the abandoned trawler. The Alaska Jurist began taking on water yesterday afternoon near Kiska Island, nearly 700 miles west of Dutch Harbor. Crew members donned survival suits, sent a distress signal, and jumped ship for three life rafts.
These individuals, all these 46 people, are actually extremely lucky.
Petty Officer John Paul Rios says the U.S. Coast Guard received the distress call and coordinated the response from Kodiak. Three Good Samaritan vessels joined the rescue effort, along with a Coast Guard cutter, two C-130 airplanes, and two helicopters.
While they were taking the people off of the life rafts, putting it onto the Good Samaritan vessels, we also had a total of four aircraft in the air, just making sure that nothing went wrong.
With all crew members safe and on their way to ADAC, Rio says the Coast Guard is now focusing on what to do about the Alaska Jurist still floating in the same area of the Bering Sea. He says a C-130 search crew will fly over the abandoned vessel today and assess the situation.
They're going to fly over where the vessel's last known position was. They're going to try to determine if there's any kind of pollution and then also what the salvage plan would be if possible.
There's no word yet on where the ship will be taken, according to officials of the Coast Guard's Marine Safety Detachment Unit in Dutch Harbor. It'll depend on whether the vessel can be repaired and how its owner wants to proceed. The trawler is owned by the Fishing Company of Alaska. Another FCA ship, the Alaska Ranger, sank in 2008 and killed five people. The Coast Guard is now investigating the current incident on the Alaska Jurist. Officials say there were calm seas and limited visibility when crew members were rescued.